Working Cast Heroes are back.
Hey, we start.
Listen to the Working Cast podcast.
Yeah, coming with me.
Coming at you live. Gonna trap you.
Should we say with or starring? Because to star in something, that means there has to be some sort of competition because other people try to be in it. So it's not really starring, is it?
Well, yeah, I mean, we can say it. Featuring.
Isn't there different stuff in films? You do, like, video
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't each, like, with mean something and featuring mean,
I mean
something else?
I don't really know too much about that. I'd say, you know, we could use all of them for us.
Yeah,
Working
okay.
Cast podcast with Lem, George, Joel. Yeah.
Featuring Joel with George starring Lem.
Yeah.
We'll
have that. We'll see what the fans make of that out there.
What's happened to our fan base since we've been off? How long have we been offline for now?
We've been off
for a while. I think we should call this season two.
Yeah.
Do you want to call it season two?
Yeah, we may as well. Make that snap decision.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. So.
Yeah, thanks for coming back for season two. Sorry for the wait.
Sorry for the wait. You know, we left you in a bit
of
a cliffhanger.
But Joel went on holiday.
George went on holiday.
And Lem stayed in England.
Yeah.
Holding down the fort.
Oh, yeah.
Just doing ones by himself.
The fort has never...
All the fans are asking me, like, Lem, when are you going to have another podcast?
Yeah, and what is happening?
I was like, I can't do one on my end because I don't have enough to say. But when the boys come back, you know...
It's inevitable, don't it? Like, Oasis will get back together.
When you say all the fans, how many people asked you...
Genuinely, one person.
I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
And what did they? What did that?
Was it a stranger? Was it like in Dregs or something?
No, it was one of my friends.
Oh, right, okay.
It was one of my friends who I never actually thought would listen. But he's listened
to all of them.
It's actually a lady.
She's listened to all of them.
Yeah,
and she's a fan of them.
She enjoyed them, I think.
She got.
Well,
I hope.
You coming back? Know. You coming back?
Did she like anyone in the podcast particularly?
Yeah, you.
Did she?
No, she didn't talk about
it. She said, "I hate him." Yeah, if he won it, it'd be so good.
It was just like in passing. Like, so when are you gonna like? When's the new episode coming out? I've been listening to all of them so far.
Really? We'll take that.
I was really surprised. I was quite happy about that.
If you're listening to all of them, then you know you've got to like it.
Yeah.
To keep coming back.
We had five of them, I think. I think this is our sixth or fifth.
No, there was one that was lost in translation.
Yeah.
Because I forgot to pay the meter.
Meter.
Yeah, you know the hosting. The audio hosting site. We got to pay for that. I didn't realise that it wouldn't just come out automatically.
Right. So we didn't pay the meter, and then we lost it.
No, it's still there.
Right,
I just have to pay. So like when I top up after this episode,
Yeah,
is it worth it?
I don't
know. That's the thing.
Was the podcast any good?
I can't remember.
Last
there's been a few lately. Gems there, just but, in case people are listening at home. Yeah. Like there are some gems.
Oh, there is some. Yeah, Ep 2. I mean, that's
you
took
know, you're
off.
gonna have to sift for them. You're gonna have to put a bit of work in.
I don't know where they are,
but there are.
They're online.
I can guarantee there's some funny minutes in some of those podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, the first one's gone for like an hour, and you can get a good 4 minutes of laughs out of it.
Yeah.
4 minutes.
It's really it's nice. It's like because you got to earn it. I'm talking to the listeners here. Like you have to earn the enjoyment you get out of it by looking through it and
it's
just
like
giving it the time.
Gold.
It is like sifting for gold. But when you find it,
they get better.
You know, the reward is in it. Part of the reward is in the search.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's enough of this bullshit. Let's talk about your two holidays. I'm going to start with Joel because I've heard a little bit about George's holiday, but I don't know anything about you. You went to South Africa, didn't you?
I went to South Africa. You know, I can tell you the really boring bits. I can tell you how fun it was, how cheap everything was up there. Or I could, you know, tell you other elaborate stories that probably don't paint me in the best light, which I don't particularly want to say online either.
But you
know,
do a little bit.
I want to tell you about the time that I ended up in Johannesburg Hospital?
Yes, definitely. Go on.
On mushrooms.
Because I know.
Thinking that I was going to die?
My God.
No, I don't want to tell that story.
No, it
was a traumatic experience and one that hopefully I'll never have to bring up ever again, let alone on the World Wide Web.
Well, you won't because it's on the internet now.
Yeah,
so
it's out there now, but.
It's
you know,
like half truths.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
We've all been in hospital.
It was overall, it was a good holiday. We went on safari, we saw a lot of nature. We saw some, you know, we were in the...
Did you actually see nature or did you think you were seeing with these flying elephants?
No. Okay, I see your dig and a dig it was. Sorry, give me a second to compose myself. I'm having flashbacks of Johannesburg Hospital.
That must have been shit.
God.
It's like a foreign hospital, especially in Africa.
Just in African hospital.
Absolute shithole. Oh my God. It was dire.
I would want, I'd want Bono to come round and fucking go like, sorry, are you okay, son? Are you okay, son?
Bono?
Yeah.
Have you watched The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I've only watched the first episode. You know, like, when he wakes up in the hospital?
Yeah.
Was it similar to that?
Mate, because when he wakes up in the hospital, at least there's no one there.
Yeah.
You know, the worst thing about this hospital was, like, the, you know, the population, like... You know,
no, one of the ones that you actually see on telly where there's loads of people in the waiting room going, ah, and you're there with them.
Oh, God, it was weird place, all right, because, okay, all right, you know, I'll paint the scene, okay, I was not having a good time, okay, I had taken a lot of shrooms, I was not in my right mind, okay, so I got in there, and there were a lot of people walking around, like, you know, they were probably crackheads, they were all kind of, like, scratching themselves, and they all looked really kind of thin and stuff, and I was looking at it,
Bloody drivers.
I was thinking, fuck, I was like, I'm in a mental asylum. I was like, I'm actually in a mental asylum. And then because of the shrooms, I mean, I'm hoping this bit gets edited out because this is just a traumatic story. But I got there and I was thinking, oh my God. I was like, that means I've been interned in a mental asylum. And I was like, how long have I been here? And then I started thinking that I've been there for like weeks and months. And I was like, oh my God, I'm never leaving this mental asylum. You know, there's nothing funny about that. I mean, it was a traumatic experience. Yeah,
that definitely sounds traumatic.
Oh, I hate that.
I mean...
Did you come out the morning after?
Well, look, okay, because basically, right, yeah, I was starting now, I may as well lay it all down straight, put my cards on the table.
You're a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy, you know, I was in there, I just had I'd had a bit too much fun, right, and I was there, I wasn't really in my right mind, there was one point, okay, they didn't really understand me, obviously, I think I wasn't making much sense.
No.
I wasn't understanding them because they weren't making much sense, so there was a fundamental disconnect of communication that was going on, right?
In a hospital, that's quite
exactly
quite
in a hospital that was like quite poor. So there was one point where I distinctly remember having my back against the wall, there's about 12 members of staff in front of me, like just trying to like calm me down, and I'd be saying, look, I just want to speak to a reasonable person, somebody please just tell me what's going on in here, like I just, and the people were like, look, that's fine, let's just kind of lay down and go to sleep. I was like, no, I will not sleep until I speak to someone who can explain what is happening. It was.
And what happened? Did you come home the morning after? Or was you in there overnight?
I was there for about 6 hours.
What I want to know is what was the cause of events other than ingesting the mushrooms?
Yeah.
What led you to the hospital? How did you end up in the hospital?
Funny question. Glad you asked. We were at someone's house, and it became clear that I'd, you know, had too much fun. I was put in a cab. I said thank you. He took me back to the hostel where we were. Now I was having a hard time distinguishing reality from like the hallucinations that were going on. So he dropped me outside of our hostel where it was, and all I could see was this big long red gate, like with no door. So in my head, I was like, oh, okay, like our door is somewhere in there. I'm just hallucinating a big red gate. So I was going along feeling this big red gate, try and find the door to like find where the hinges were. I was like, I couldn't find where the hinges were on the door. And so I got back in the cab and I just sat in the back seat and I was like, look, mate, I was like, I don't know what you want from me. Like, I can't. I was like, I can't, there's no door there. I was like, so...
That's fairly rational.
I was
looking for something, because you knew there should be a door there.
It wasn't there. Yeah, I was, you know, it seemed absurd to him, obviously, but it was, the cogs were ticking. Like, there was a form of logic going on. And so I was in the back, and, you know, I couldn't find it. I didn't have a phone on me, so I said, look, mate, I'm really sorry to do this to you. I know it's not your job, but I've done the best I can do now in this situation. Like, I've looked hard, can't find the door, I don't have a phone, I'm going to sit in here. And that's when it occurred to me that I was going to die. So then I was like, excuse me, again, I'm sorry to put this on you, but unless you take me to a hospital right now, I'm going to die here in the back of your car.
What? So, do you know what?
Yeah, I don't want to guilt trip you. All right, it's your prerogative what you do, but if you do not take me to a hospital right now, I will die.
There's
literally
blood on your
right
hands.
Here.
Yeah.
In the back of
the
your
best
car.
Thing was you took yourself to hospital. Like, do you know what I mean? It reminds me of the in-betweeners when Will got on, he had a joint and he got on stage and went, look, don't want to alarm anyone, but can you please call an ambulance? That's what it's like. Like, normally when you get so like fucked, it'd be your mates that go, come on, we got to get into a hospital. But you've actually gone, look, I need to go hospital.
I need to leave now.
I need to go hospital. Yeah. That's the best part.
How was your holiday?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah? Yeah, nothing like that. We just sort of, I found myself and really? Sort of chilled out a lot, no drinking.
Did you like what you found?
No. I didn't like him, and he's going to stay out there, to be honest.
Yeah, leave him behind.
Yeah, he can stay there.
Was he a nasty piece of work?
Yeah, he was just drunk and up to all sorts, to be honest. Yeah, all sorts and different things.
Yeah, I left myself out there.
Yeah,
well.
I don't like myself. I'm never going to try and find myself again. Fuck that.
No,
yeah. Man, people say find yourself, bollocks. I've been when I'm not working and I'm in like another country and I find myself, it's not a good thing.
Mm.
No.
You need boundaries.
You need a job.
You need a home. Yeah. Strictly layered things that keep yourself way deep in yourself.
Yeah.
And that's why. That's what works.
Yeah.
Like,
it's a tried and tested system.
Yeah, you know the Tinder?
Yeah, I know.
Tinder, yeah. Well, we won't because we're players, aren't we? But, you know, other people use, isn't it?
Yeah.
When we got out there, right, I'll be honest with you, I didn't have it. I've not got it. I've just downloaded it when we were out there because people said to me, it's a...
That's what they all say.
Yeah.
No, it is, though, honestly. I downloaded it when we got to the hotel, got in there, put a few pictures up, and on the actual profile thing, I'll just put London. Like London, so people know where I'm from.
Yeah.
And I kept getting loads, and I thought, fuck me, this is brilliant. I thought, this is amazing. Like, I thought, like, it was just around, bam, match, like that. And I was going, oh, this is brilliant. God. But then I literally got about 20 matches in 5 minutes, not exaggerating.
Wow, okay.
Then I went onto all their profiles, and they all ended up being ladyboys.
How from their profiles did you know that they were ladyboys?
Because one of them actually said, they'd say in their profile, hi, one of them, I remember it said, hi, I'm Ladyboy. I am woman now. Thank you for watching my profile.
That's pleasant.
Yeah, well, she's polite.
She sounds like a lovely lady.
She was, yeah, when we went out that night. She was really nice.
No, I'm sure, yeah. She, I mean...
she was really nice.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, did she treat you a good, time?
I couldn't get back to any of them, to be honest. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But I did match loads of them.
Did any of your mates have any fun with the ladies on Koh Sang Road? Isn't that it? Isn't that what it's called?
Bangla as well.
Just to backtrack just 2 minutes. So how long? Yeah. We're about 13, 14 minutes into the record. So far, all we've talked about is overdoses on shrooms, the ladyboys that George, we still don't know whether he did or didn't smash any ladyboys, and now potentially prostitutes on top of that. So it seems like we're kind of slowly but surely finding our demographic.
Have you noticed
this
list?
Podcast is sponsored by Pornhub. Ladyboys on Tinder. Didn't match him. I actually got an actual woman. Yeah,
right.
On Tinder. Not gonna believe that.
Way. Yeah, no way.
Yeah, some of them out there.
Nice job.
Yeah. She emailed me saying hi. How are you? She seemed a nice girl. Went on the profile. Wasn't a ladyboy.
Boom.
How are you? She's considerate about my feelings. Like she knows. Yeah. How are you? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Exactly. So I went, I'm good, thanks. Enjoying my holiday.
Oh,
you know.
Nice.
How are you?
Oh.
So, you know, I'm responding.
Yeah,
I'm thinking,
that's it. Did she take the bait?
She took the bait. So we're flowing here. It's flowing. Like, the conversation's flowing. Like, now I'm thinking logistics.
Right.
Where should we meet?
You know. Ooh,
nice. What, just off the bat?
No, but that's what
you're doing.
How you doing?
Where should we meet?
I like
so
it.
Then,
I like
then, it. So to be honest, she was like, would you like to meet up? I said, okay, I'm going out tonight to this bar. There was a bar that my friend said we should go. I'm going, I'll be here from 10. Oh. There you go. She said, no, you come to my room. I'm thinking, well, you know.
You got it on her.
Well, she's obviously
she digs the George.
Yeah, she digs George. And yeah, she's after a bit of Stokesy.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Who ain't, to be fair?
No, I know. Didn't come to strike you as anything out of the ordinary.
Oh, no, not at all. Like, check my phone now and I've got about 20 of their messages.
Yeah, go on. So you come my room.
You come my room, thinking, cool. Okay. I sort of was a bit forward, so I didn't know what to put, and I said when.
Right.
You know, not as in when, because if she would have said now, I would have jumped in a cab and gone there straight away, because I'm not that sort of person.
No,
you know?
No,
I would have took her out for a meal and...
So what did you mean by the when?
She said, tonight, how much you pay?
I'm
thinking, she wants me to bring her a bottle of wine,
a
dinner.
That's ambiguous.
This old trick. She wants the money, didn't she? Because she's thinking, not only is he good looking and, you know, he can have a little chat, he's probably got a bit of money as well.
He's from London.
He's from London, exactly.
I mean, she, like, there
so
wasn't
I'm,
anything
I'm thinking,
specific.
Yeah, so I'm thinking, oh, God, I'm going to have to buy a bottle of wine here and, you know, go around there.
Minimum.
So I bought her a bottle of wine, said, look, I've paid, I did pay for this. Don't worry about it. It cost, it cost about 500 baht.
Right.
I said, don't bother giving me the 250 baht. You know, this is on me.
Yeah, I'll probably drink most of it myself anyway.
No, I didn't really go around there. She ended up being a prostitute.
Oh.
And then I sort of, and then I went, and then I messaged her back because then I don't pay. And she put, okay. And that was it.
It was a turbulent relationship.
Yeah.
Sorry, well, we just didn't get on that well.
No.
Fair enough.
No.
Well,
who says romance was dead?
I guess you win. No, sorry, you love and you lose.
Exactly.
Don't you?
You
live and you learn.
You live and you learn. On the flip side, Lem, how are things going with your girlfriend?
Me and my girlfriend are great.
See, look, that's the face of a happy man. That's the face of a man who isn't getting inundated with requests from ladyboys and prostitutes.
That's the face of a man who isn't. Doesn't need holidays.
Who doesn't end up in Johannesburg hospital.
Going on holiday, so you can do a double podcast. That'd be fun.
Lem, you're the only. Yeah, you actually bring stability to this podcast. Imagine just me and him. It would just be chaos.
Yeah. What would we talk about? We'd like.
There'd be no one
for the audience to actually relate to. there'd be no route into the podcast.
My life, huh?
Yeah, go on.
Whilst you two abandoned me for a month or so, nothing happened. Nah.
I'm
going to be moving in with my girlfriend soon, which is good news. So you know, lady boys,
congratulations.
For me, just one lady.
Yeah,
boys.
Nice.
And some good news as well. Like one of my best mates, he just got engaged, which was nice. We had like nice engagement.
Oh my god, who's your social circle?
Yeah, you sound like you've got such a bit of social life to me and Joel. Because as mine's just
off.
I mean, they sound so like fucking boring. To be fair, but, you know.
On Sunday we had some hummus and cream tea.
Got any barbecues coming up?
I did actually have a barbecue.
Yeah, of course you did. Of course you did.
Yeah, loads of table tennis.
I made the marinade. She sorted out the salad. It was pretty good.
Talking about boring things. I played croquet.
Oh, you did?
I played croquet. So,
how do you get into a situation?
I went to Suffolk.
How do you get in a situation where someone goes, fancy some
there
choice.
Was croquet, so we just started playing.
I refuse to believe, right, that while George is getting, like, inundated with prostitutes, while I'm, like, collapsing in hospital, like, screaming at the top of my lungs that I'm going to die, that you are, like, off somewhere, tapping a ball in, like, with a hammer in, like, what are those clothes called? Like a polo shirt.
I don't know, like cricket whites.
Yeah, yeah. Bloody I refuse old. To believe that that's the dynamics here.
I was playing croquet.
It.
I actually went for a job interview when I was 18 to be a kung fu teacher's assistant.
Oh my god! I genuinely did.
And do you know my whole experience of any of that? Is
wait. Rewind.
You would have been Karate Kid. Mr. Miyagi.
Kung Fu teacher's assistant. Had you had any kung fu training?
No, I done judo when I was 8. That was my only experience of anything
god.
Like that.
Right.
Yeah, and I actually went for this interview as a kung fu teacher's assistant.
How old were you at the time? 18.
Yeah, it was like one of my first job interviews. Might have been younger, I might have been 17.
Yeah.
10 years off the mat.
And I went for
ready.
I went there.
Sharp.
I went there for it. Never done any kung fu in my life. Yeah. And I'm meant to teach people.
Yeah.
Like, so I was thinking, but he can teach me and then I can teach them.
Right.
But if I'm his assistant, then I'm only going to be standing next to him anyway while he's doing it.
I mean, like, the whole logic behind the decision is one thing.
And my mum and dad took me as well and they waited outside in the car.
Yeah.
And I went in there. And I remember the kung fu teacher, he was a fan of bikes. And I told him, I'm getting a bike soon. I wasn't. I just thought, let's try and get something in common. I don't.
That's how you do it.
I fucking hate bikes.
Yeah.
I really don't care about them.
Two wheels.
And he was like, and he was like, oh, I'm getting. And he started telling me about all these bike names and that. And I was like,
Yeah.
And he was like, what are you getting? I was like, Lambretta. Because that's the only one I knew. So I was like, just a Lambretta.
Isn't that like a clothing, mate?
No, it's a scooter. I went for it, and I just to be fair, I didn't even get a job.
Wow. I'm just putting things out there.
That's mad, right? How did I get the interview for that? My CV had nothing to do with kung fu.
Yeah.
It probably said hobbies, TV, radio. Do you know what I mean? Media.
Yeah. So there's two questions here. Like one
hobbies.
Raises
I'll
the
just
question.
Edit it to kung fu in it. I just put kung fu in my hobbies.
Just what? Just hobbies. Yeah. Oh well, you know, he's qualified. All right. Yeah. Well, firstly, I want to know why on earth you were targeting kung fu as a career, bearing in mind that you had no experience. That's, right? That's one thing. That and B, just to clarify your last thing, I can tell you right now why he didn't hire you, or from my opinion.
Yeah.
That's because I feel, and this is just my opinion, that he was basing his decision on knowledge of Kung Fu rather than a limited knowledge of moped.
When I was at that age, I was out of work. I just went on so many job interviews for anything. So I would apply for every job that come up, no matter what it was. Chef, fucking anything, I would apply for.
So Kung Fu, what did
it
you
was
think
there. It was in the job centre. And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. It was in a job centre as well.
Kung Fu assistant do?
And you know what put me off as well? I actually genuinely said this to my mum and dad when I got out. No, I didn't even say to my mum and dad, the thing is, I know nothing about Kung Fu. I actually said, do you know what? It's really shit hours. I honestly thought that. That was honestly, at the time, I look back and go, what was I thinking? What was I thinking at that point? Like, mum, dad, can you take me to this job interview, please? It was about a half hour drive. I'm going for a job interview. And the hours, I remember it, they were like 6 p.m. to about 11, and I was like, and then when I got back, I thought, fuck, not only am I going to have to buy a bike to go to this place because he thinks I like bikes all of a sudden, I'm going to have to learn Kung Fu. I don't even like Kung Fu.
The amount that you would have spent on bikes and learning Kung Fu would have counterbalanced the amount you would have earned from the job.
You would have learned whilst on the job.
I would have learned on the job. I wouldn't have took Kung Fu lessons.
Spiritual journey.
What kind of Kung Fu?
What was it?
Kung Fu.
That's not a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing. Kung Fu is a thing, isn't it?
Kung Fu, like, range. Yeah, Kung Fu is like martial arts in general. It's just, you know, broad.
No, it was Kung Fu. The job title was Kung Fu Teacher's Assistant. And if I'd have took that, I'd probably actually been the teacher by now. I got people to tweet us about their worst job interview experiences.
Right, okay, yeah, go on. How many have we had in?
All of the tweets.
Yeah.
Lost followers, gained followers?
I don't know.
I just found these on the internet.
Follow us on Twitter at Cast Heroes.
There we go. Someone called Jane said, while conducting an interview, the candidate asked me, do you get many death threats? It was an inbound call company selling stationery. Those people were mad, didn't they? Did you get any death threats? Well, no, not really. No.
So asked that was the question the interviewee asked.
Yeah. Did you get any death threats?
Because you know what? They always say that you are, even if you don't have a question, it's always good to ask the question.
Yeah, they do say that, to be fair.
Probably in that case, that's the exception to the rule.
So what would your strengths and weaknesses be, Joel? Give me two strengths and two weaknesses.
Okay, two strengths. You know, I work really hard. It's the fucking ground. Other strengths. I don't sleep. I don't sleep a week. Weakness. I'm a perfectionist.
Mushrooms.
I'm a fucking. You'll get to know about the mushrooms.
Sorry, I'll ask you in a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all.
George.
Strengths. Compassionate. Leadership.
Those are vague concepts.
These are bordering words.
Yeah. Weaknesses.
Indecision.
Yeah.
Nice.
Weaknesses. Probably.
Weaknesses.
Premature ejaculation.
Okay, I'm done.
Alright, I'm done too.
Alright, so, what I want to know is, has season two, has the tone gone down? Even if we use half of what we've...
Eurovision.
that'll pick us up.
No, Eurovision, right? This is funny, right? Because I don't care about it, and I don't know why people care about it. I don't know why people do. I don't know why people make it as a big deal with shit. But I was in a pub when it was on, and in the pub they had it subtitled, so I was just couldn't hear the people sing, but you could just see the words, and I thought, fucking hell, these lyrics to these words are so bad.
Yeah,
and I thought I've got to tell you some of them.
Right, go on, hit me.
This is Eurovision Song Contest 2016. Okay. Armenia had a singer called Yvette Munkanchan. Probably not how you pronounce it. The song was called Love Wave.
Right.
Okay. Love Wave. Lyrics to it. Hey, it's me. Look, I know it might seem strange, but suddenly I'm not the same as I used to be. It's like I've stepped out of space and time and come alive. Guess this is what it's all about. Because when you touch me, the world is silent. Come before the storm reaches me. The ground emotion set off all sirens. You took over my heart. Beat, 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 beat. Ooh, like a love wave. gave me freedom. Now I can't breathe. I'm saving the world. Just at the end, it says,
"I'm saving the world."
They always do that in Eurovision, don't they?
The world.
It's all like world. And
yeah, I mean, it kind of had me at the beginning. I was like, "Hold on," I was like, "Why is he saying these emotional, lyrics?" And then, "I'm saving the world."
Go on, Joel, you read the one below it.
What? As Azerbaijan, Samra, Miracle. Guess I've had enough, boy. Guess I'm done. Like a bird in fire, now it's gone. What? Hang on. I'm going to pause there and analyse that line. Like a bird in fire, now
that's
it's gone.
Honestly, the lyric to it.
Stop burning your budgies. Stop incinerating your birds.
I think it's a bird would fly away from fire. Birds don't get caught in fire.
Unrelatable line. Like when I threw my birds in the fire, now they're gone. And it's like maybe the problem's me.
Go on, continue. What's the rest of it?
On your wedding day.
Thought I saw myself in you. I made a mistake. There's nothing to say. I'm walking away. I mean,
Is
Samra the name of the singer?
Azerbaijan. Yeah, Samra's the singer, and the song's called
Miracle. The only miracle here, Samra.
Should you have a look at them?
Yeah, go on, let's give them a look.
Oh, God.
Is that you have made it through.
It's so funny, though, isn't it? Go on, Lem, I want you to read the other one from Sweden. Go. Go on, you'd give it.
Sweden, no. France. Sweden.
If I was sorry, the song. Go on.
Shout it out. No, let me start again.
He just made it up. He's just completely mixed.
Shout it from the top. Swim underwater until my lungs exploded. Walk into the fire if I were sorry.
These are all the songs.
I'd run 1,000 miles. Wouldn't stop until I dropped. Wouldn't take a break to breathe until I got close enough.
That's it.
I mean, so
that's the verse. These are verses from Songs of Eurovision. These are actual verses.
Yeah. Well, oh, sorry, that's us.
Samra.
I thought I'd give out one.
Swim underwater until my lungs. Walk into the fire if I was sorry. That's what I'd do.
I'll just love that one. The first one at the end, like a love wave, gave me freedom. Now I can't breathe. I'm saving the world.
Of course.
I mean,
hell.
I guess that's why these people are on Eurovision and not.
Yeah. I mean, Bob Dylan probably didn't write any of these.
Yeah.
Go on, now we'll do our one as well, because I don't want to seem like, oh, we just take the mick out of other countries, you know.
United Kingdom.
I put one of ours, ain't the worst to be fair, but it's still bad. It's bad. Yeah, Lem, do you want to give our one a go?
Yeah, I'll go.
It's called Joe and Jake, You're Not Alone.
All right. You're free. Free to let go, because I'll be here for you. And when you fall, I'll be your parachute. Uh-oh, I feel like I'm dancing in the sky, sky, sky. Mm. I come alive when I'm with you. I come alive when I'm with you.
Mm. See, that's it's beautiful, isn't it? That's nice. That's not too bad, actually.
Yeah, nice.
I prefer the guess I've had enough, boy, guess I'm done. Like a bird in a fire, now it's gone. I really love a fan of that. I think that's so romantic.
It's like when she was at the writing table, right, with her writing pass, she was like, okay, and it's like, okay, it's okay, so it was here, and now it's... What's... Hey, guys, I need an example.
What
okay,
is there,
when
but
does,
then goes
what,
quickly?
What, you have something, okay, and then you goes. Do something to it, and it goes.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like when, you know, when you burn birds. You know when you burn birds? Because you have a bird, and then you burn it, and then you don't have it
the
anymore.
Bird's gone. And but the funny thing is, people actually care about this competition. Like, you see politicians going, it's corrupt and all this. Like, well,
how is it corrupt? Explain what the whole Ukraine thing was, because I heard it in passing.
The song was political. It was about 1944, the song was called, or something, I think.
Plus, Ukraine have been, like, shelled loads from Russia.
From Russia,
like,
yeah.
Russia basically in control of the Ukraine at the moment.
It's kind of.
Crimea is, like, a little area. I don't know enough to... Right, to okay. So
I think it is
bullshit from me.
But then you get the rebels that own their own little towns.
This is what happens when you get three uninformed people talking.
Yeah, we shouldn't do that.
No, I learned this in my when I went for a job.
No, I don't believe you.
Okay, come on. Let him do it.
Well, what you got is the Ukrainians are pissed off because they want independence, and the Russians are just not letting them have it, and they're just having them. But you got Klitschko, the former boxer, who's trying to be the prime minister.
Of course, you linked it to boxing.
Of Ukraine.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, boxing. That reminds me of that. Oh. That's what I said.
I got
and Brock Lesnar.
literal translations here.
All right, let's hear them.
Ichi no sagirobeth. It means a weasel's last fart.
Dead.
A desperate act by someone in a troubled situation. You know, like when we say like
that's
like a
really
cornered
good.
Rat. That's
yeah,
like that.
That's really
a weasel's
good.
Last fart.
A weasel's
like
last fart.
Mino naka ni eretomo iki nau. I'm pronouncing it terribly here, sorry. It won't hurt to put her finger. No.
He just, do you know what he does when he reads things? He just inserts words. What are you doing? You just done that.
It says
it won't hurt to put him inside my eye. And he just decided to put a finger in there.
There's only so much you can blame dyslexia. I can see the picture. It's a huge picture of an eye as well.
As we're speaking about other languages and stuff, right, there's a Channel 4 show. I watched it last night, and it's actual Spanish. It's a drama about a woman in prison, and it's Spanish, and it's on at 10 o'clock, and it's all subtitled.
That's really good.
And, it's annoying, but...
But you watched Narcos, didn't you?
Yeah. Little bit. I cancelled money.
Narcos was
but fine. So anyway, so the girl in this show, right? No, it's honestly good. It's quite like Orange is the New Black, but for Spanish people. Mm. And the girl in it is called Macarena. Now, I mean, it's a great song, but would you name your daughter after it?
Was she named after the song, or is that a coincidence? You know,
her name's Macarena. I mean, I love the song, but I wouldn't name my daughter. I wouldn't name someone after it. Do you know what I mean?
No, I agree. What
are you going to call your son? Here comes Cha Cha Slide. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that is my only beef with it.
Yeah, or the twist.
Yeah. Unless it is an actual name and the song was named after a common name.
I'm trying to find
out,
because in this new, brand new studio we've got here, we've actually got Google.
Setup
is so decent. Do we deserve it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we deserve it.
It's funny because actual people record in this studio, like proper presenters, like people that you the listener would actually know. Like, don't want to name drop, but famous people actually come in here to record, and we are in here.
Look. Shout out to Boy Better Know.
Yeah, shout out to them.
Shout out to BBK.
Yeah. Shout out to BBK. Yeah, hold tight.
I know you think you're wedge because you eat all your fruit and veg.
Who says that?
It's JME's old. That's the old bars.
Old school JME.
Everybody knows. JME. Serious. From day when I said it was serious. But nobody took me serious. Boy Better Know.
I am serious.
Skepta just released his album, innit?
Yeah.
Konnichiwa.
Oh, really?
Have you heard it?
It's not bad.
I respect those guys. Mm. I do have a lot of respect.
They're independent.
Well, they respect us. So, you know,
I'm sure it is mutual. I'm sure you're right. I was going to say for a minute that it's probably not reciprocated.
We're from ends, so of course they respect
you
us.
You play croquet. They know the ends. You are the opposite end.
I mean, if you're not coming across Skepta in a
croquet. JME is a vegan and he collects Pokemon cards. So,
and he lives near me as well.
I have respect for JME.
Exactly.
I have no respect for your croquet. I respect you as a human. I do not respect your croquet.
You don't know about my croquet. Were you good? Did you win?
No, I didn't.
Is that the first time you played it? Please tell me it is the first time.
Yeah, that's the first time I played it. Good. So it's actually all right.
Oh, so we was in the pub the other day, right?
Yeah.
And Leicester were playing Man United. Oh. No, it was that one. Like, Leicester were playing Man United. If Leicester win, they win the league. So we're going to the pub. There's a telly there, and they're showing the Formula One, which is like, kickoff's in 10 minutes, lovely. All the telly over there with the football, and everyone's gone over there to watch football. A few people are sitting down. So there's about 10 of us sitting in this little pub waiting for the Leicester game, and then we've said to the girl, can you put the football on? It starts at 5 o'clock. She said, yeah, okay, I'll turn this over. Is anyone watching Formula One? One person goes, I am.
Oh, fuck no it,
yeah.
Way.
Everyone looked at him as if saying, mate, are you sure you've come
no
to the pub to watch
way.
Fucking car racing?
No way.
We're coming here to watch football. He's actually watching car racing.
And he wouldn't let you change the channel?
No, he was like, no, I'm watching. He was from South Africa, actually. If I'd have known, you could have just met him out there and had a go at him.
Yeah, he was from South Africa. Absolutely, I would have done. I would have looked him up and I said, excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
Be like, you bro, what do you want?
What
do you want
like,
from me? What do you want me to say?
Fucking bro.
Fucking bro. Listen, I listen to Formula One, bro. What do you want from me?
Your brand bread.
And that was annoying. Now, what a ponce.
Yeah, that's shit.
You don't go to a pub to watch that anyway. No, I mean, you shouldn't watch it anyway. I don't really like the sport.
It's pretty boring, isn't it?
Watching fucking car races.
Cars go round in a circle.
Who gives a fuck? Oh, lovely. Yeah. And if you are going to do it in your own time. Don't do it.
Croquet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you're going to do it, don't do it in football time.
I want to know what animals you saw on safari, Dr. Joel.
Oh, my God. All right, so they were actually amazing. We saw, like, loads of wildebeest. So the big five, okay, so we didn't see a leopard, but the big five are leopard, buffalo, elephant, lion, and... and rhino. Right, we saw some. And the only one we didn't see was a leopard.
Giraffe?
Oh yeah, I didn't understand because we saw loads of giraffes, but for some reason they're not on the big.
Do you know the restaurant giraffe? Okay. Are they out there? Because that's where it's from, isn't it? South Africa. You know
the restaurant giraffe.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't see a chain.
About Nando's.
I did see Nando's.
It is from South Africa.
Yeah, I thought Nando's was Portuguese.
But I don't care about restaurants, especially fucking Nando's. I want to know about.
We can talk about chicken restaurants if you want. We can talk about chicken restaurants, or we can tell you. Ah, so okay. On one night safari, and we saw this little like. Den of hyenas right next to the car, right? And they were
cool.
Hyenas are like amazing. They're actually, interesting fact, a member of the dog family rather than the cat family that people think. So they actually like behave like dogs and they are actually really sweet.
I knew that. Did you know that, Len?
I did know that.
Yeah, we both knew that. So that was
I'm an idiot. I'm an idiot. Okay, the joke's on me. All right, shouldn't have been talking down to people. Clearly well versed in the taxidermy.
I've watched all of David as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Sir, I'd take my hat off to you. Better than me.
See ya.
See you later. See you, Joe.
Bye.